Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. And that's the Buckwheat Boys. Remember back in 2014? Internet
Do
sensation.
I remember?
Peanut butter jelly time.
My jam. I thought that was the Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
So that's a good song. Yeah, it is National Peanut Butter Jelly Day, so go ahead and celebrate.
Okay, so I want to hear how everybody, because there's an art to a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I present to you the way I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, the perfect one. It would be on white bread. For sure. Mm-hmm. I prefer crunchy. So with my spatula knife, I will take the crunchy peanut butter out of the jar. And with one half of the bread, I will spread the peanut butter on that side. Then the pure white piece of bread that's still there, I will use that to wipe the knife. Then don't crunch your eyebrows, Wheeze. Then I'll go into the strawberry preserves. And on the good side, that's not peanut buttered, I will put the preserves, fold
it
in half.
You didn't say jam or jelly. Why are you saying preserves?
Because I like the pieces of strawberry in my
the chunky stuff.
Preserve. Yeah, I like the chunky. It's all chunky.
It's not peanut butter preserves day.
No, it's
fancy pants.
That's true. And so then I will, and I keep the crust on my peanut butter jelly. So that to me, and I would cut it in half so it's triangle pieces, not in quarters. Mm-hmm. And that would be my peanut butter and jelly. 716-265-0985, Revitalize You, Weight Loss Hotline open. How do you peanut butter and jelly? So, Nick, your perfect peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Piece of bread, some peanut butter, jelly on top, close it, eat it.
So you're going right on top with the knife?
Yeah, any knife will do. Not a steak knife.
But you're not cleaning your knife before it goes into the jelly?
I am.
Okay.
I have a built-in cleaner right here.
Oh, ew.
Right behind my teeth.
No.
Ew.
You can't do it. You're compromising my jelly jar.
I must be the only person that does that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I admit. I'm flawed. However, yeah, lick it.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
It's Luther. How
are you
doing?
Luther. I'm good, Luther. It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. How do you do peanut butter and jelly?
Okay, actually, me and my kitchen manager just had this debate about a month ago. I like just creamy. I put it on my bread first, and then some people might yell at me for this, but I like to put my strawberry jam on it, on the peanut butter side.
Oh.
And then put the bread on it. I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
Mush together anyways, and then it's all going to the same place.
Yeah,
exactly, my point.
Wait a minute, though. You're compromising your jelly knife.
Oh, well, no. I lick it off first.
Oh.
Thank you, Luther.
Luther for the lick right there.
Yeah.
And so what was the fight? So that's how you do it. How does your kitchen manager do it?
He does it the same way because he's seen somebody do it differently. He's like, oh, no, that's how you do it. It became a big debate in our kitchen.
Okay.
Is this on the menu at the restaurant? Like, if I want that, will you guys make it?
No, sadly, it's not on our menu.
Okay.
Not on the menu. Okay, all Luther, right. Thank you. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Beth.
Beth, how do you peanut butter and jelly?
Well, first of all, playing a song made my millennial heart very happy.
Yes.
It's peanut butter jelly.
Yes. It made my day.
Excellent.
I'm a I'm a creamy peanut butter girl. And okay, I do agree with you on the white bread.
Yeah, yeah. It has to be white bread, I think. So which side gets peanut butter, which side gets jelly?
So I'm a little different. I add a very thin layer of peanut butter to the jelly side as well, because sometimes the jelly, like, slides off. And so I think peanut butter helps it stick better.
So you're doing peanut butter jelly smoosh?
Yeah. Okay. I'm doing my main layer of peanut butter on one side and then a very thin layer of peanut butter on the other side, and that's to help kind of hold things in. I'm a grape jelly girl, so.
Wow. Yeah,
that's more viscous. It'll slide out.
That's because you're a millennial that you're a grape jelly girl. Thank you for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jigani.
Jigani, how do you peanut butter and jelly?
So I like my, it's white bread. I like to toast my bread and then butter on it. Peanut butter crunchy, jelly, and yeah, the cream side.
Wait a minute, plot twist. You buttered your bread before the peanut butter?
I do. I like the butter taste. It kind of, the creaminess, it just goes well with the butter for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you putting butter on both sides or just your base piece of bread?
Just one side.
Right. And what kind of jelly?
Aren't healthy.
Strawberry.
That
was a good idea, but my kids like just the jelly.
Okay, but mm-hmm. I like the little bit of butter added to that. Thank you for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
It's Casey.
Casey, how do you peanut butter and jelly? That's the question on National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
It's jelly on the left and peanut butter on the right.
Okay, so jelly
and you gotta
on the
do the jelly first.
Yeah.
And then peanut butter, creamy.
So you're jellying first, and then how do you clean the knife?
I wipe it off on the peanut butter side.
Yes, exactly. That's how to do it.
No licking of the knife.
No. Oh, you don't want to lick the knife like everybody else, apparently?
No. Not publicly
on the radio.
No, no. But when she's at home and there's a little bit extra, she might do it.
Who licks the knife? I don't. Ugh.
I Kiss 98.5. Who's this? My tongue would get cut.
It's too big.
Paula, how do you peanut butter and jelly?
Ton of peanut butter. Got to be creamy.
Yeah.
I do strawberry rhubarb preserve.
Ooh.
And then I heat it up in the microwave so that the peanut butter is just dripping.
What is happening at your house?
Yeah, or you can do it like a grilled cheese, too. You can put it in a pan. You like that,
no,
too.
No, you can't. I've never heard of this.
She says, yes, you can.
Where are you from?
She's from the planet of peanut butter and jelly. Thank
wow,
you.
Wow.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lucy.
Lucy, how do you peanut butter and jelly, Luce?
I'm 60-40. 60 jelly, 40 peanut butter, always strawberry jelly, and crunchy peanut butter, always.
So what side gets both? Which side gets the jelly? What side gets the peanut butter?
I don't think it matters which side gets which, but it has to be peanut butter first.
Peanut butter first, and then you do the smush?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Luce. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How do you peanut butter and jelly?
I use crunchy peanut butter and strawberry jelly.
Okay.
And on Italian bread and without the seeds, and I use two separate knives.
Oh, wow. You're fancy.
You're bougie.
Why?
Why? How thick is the bread?
It's just a regular size.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Amanda,
how do you peanut butter and jelly?
I do peanut butter on one side of the bread, like completely on one loaf, and then I do my strawberry jelly on the other loaf.
How many times does the knife go into the peanut butter in order to get the right thickness of peanut butter?
I'd say at least twice.
Yeah. Because the first go around is just kind of covering the bread.
That's your primer coat, Jan.
Yeah. Yeah, primer coat. Okay, thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How do you peanut butter and jelly?
I use the white bread, but I put creamy peanut butter on both sides of my bread.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
And then I use a spoon to get the jelly because whenever you use a knife, it seems to fall off.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Good point.
You're right about that. So
I like your technique.
So I use a spoon.
Spoon technology.
And then when I put it together, this way that sometimes the jelly goes through the bread and it gets soggy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it doesn't do that because you have the peanut butter, which is stiff.
Yeah, okay, you've had a vapor barrier to stop the jelly from getting through to the bread. This is great.
Wait, so are you using the bottom of the spoon to spread it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You could, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to point out here on Kiss 98.5, we could be talking tariffs, but instead we've chosen peanut butter and jelly. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Steph, how do you peanut butter and jelly?
Well, first of all, it's got to be on a Costanza roll.
There we go.
I don't use anything else.
Wow.
I don't use anything else.
You're the first one. Okay.
Yes.
I'm here for this journey. Go ahead. Then what?
And then I am a grape jelly girl, millennial, yes.
Yeah.
And I like the creamy peanut butter.
How did the girl who uses strawberry rhubarb and sometimes grilled cheese as her peanut butter and jelly, how did that make you feel?
Sometimes I'll try different jellies, but usually on toast, never peanut butter and jelly.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I appreciate the call. Kiss 98.5. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Katie.
Katie, how do you peanut butter and jelly?
Regular peanut butter and strawberry jelly, but then at the end, you have to nuke it for 12 seconds and then dunk it in your milk.
Ew. 12 seconds.
So good. 12 seconds.
All right. I assume you only know this 12 seconds because of thorough testing.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. 15 is too long. 11 is too short.
How would it make you feel if somebody put it in the microwave for 14 seconds and you saw the 1-4 go on the timer of the microwave?
Oh, I'd probably have to stop it at the 1 second.
Gotcha.
No, two
seconds. 2 seconds. Yep. Right. Your math isn't mathing today. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Amy.
Amy, we're solving the world's problems. We're trying to figure out the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich. How do you do it?
So it's white bread, butter on the right side, creamy peanut butter, sliced banana, and then jelly on the left side.
Oh, this is like a White Lotus plot twist. You put banana on it.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you. But no toasting the bread, right?
No.
No. It's like you can't unsee that you put banana on it. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Noah.
I'm giving you the last word. How do you peanut butter and jelly?
It's Nutella and fluff all day.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Whoa.
All right.
Wait a minute. Wait 1 minute.
Plot twist.
Nutella.
Nutella and fluff. Not Nutella and fluff day, but we'll give you that one.
Wait, yeah, that's not even peanut butter and jelly day.
Not even close.
Do you ever do peanut butter and jelly?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, we let you say your piece. I don't know if I agree with it, but thank you so much for calling it. Nutella and fluff. How do you peanut butter and jelly?
Call back on Nutella and fluff day.
Well, I take like a whole grain bread or a wheat bread. I put crazy, creamy Richards All Natural peanut butter on it, both sides, fully loaded. Then I take my Smucker's and squeeze the bottle, squeeze it on both, clamp them down, and eat it.
No knife?
No, you don't need a knife.
Oh, you're
because I use my tongue to spread it.
Oh, my God.
I have a big tongue.
Let me quote you. Ew. Anyhow, are you putting your jelly container in the fridge upside down like the squeeze bottles?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't use those.
I like the strawberry, but I will go grape. But grape is not my jam, literally.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Wow. I was going to have it
grape
be the last word, but
grape is
I need
jelly.
To know. Hi, Kiss, yeah. Who's this?
Michelle.
Michelle, I have to cleanse the Nutella and fluff. How do you peanut butter and jelly?
So I'm just wondering, I actually don't eat peanut butter and jelly, but my son and my husband do.
Yeah.
So we always have both creamy and crunchy, but I haven't heard anybody say it's just jelly. I'm just wondering, does everybody actually use jelly or is it jam?
Well, for me, it's preserves. I don't use jam.
Jam likes the little
because
bottles.
I always use jam because jam doesn't slide off. Jam spreads.
Choose your tongue.
So you like the drag of jam versus the sliding of jelly.
Yeah, the jelly is, you know, like kind of clumpy. And like the jam literally just spreads. And you could get strawberry jam, you could get the grape jam, you could get all the flavor jams. So I always use jam.
Hmm.
Well, and I'm like, I haven't heard anybody say jam. I'm like, am I the only crazy one that uses jam?
Probably.
But it's honestly, it's interchangeable for a lot of people. There are differences. If you are an aficionado like yourself, you clearly realize the difference between jellies, jams, and preserves.
It's expensive, though.
Yeah. But I want you to know you're in a safe place to talk that you use jam over jelly. So I want you to feel okay with your feelings, okay?
I honestly think that I wonder if maybe sometimes people don't realize because they sell it in the same, like bottles.
I think most people think it's kind of the same thing, even though it's not, but it's going on the peanut butter.
You could be picking up the Smucker's jelly, and it's actually the Smucker's jam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, I've been corrected when I do my purchases that I didn't buy the right thing, and I'm like, jelly jam, what's the difference? And then I had to hear exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi. I've got a great peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. I'm ready.
So grilled on a cast iron over a wonderful bonfire.
Wow. Sean McDermott just drafted you to the Buffalo Bills with that one.
Yep. Campfire dreams.
So you get a good deep canola bread. I agree with the Costanzo, but you do a little, I can't believe it's not butter on the inside of the cast iron. Put it over a nice little flaming bonfire, and you got yourself a nice little peanut butter jelly pie.
Yeah, but doesn't it drip out?
That's the best.
Okay.
Me cooking over a bonfire after a few pops, not good.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. How do you peanut butter and jelly?
Okay, you're not going to really like this, but I love it.
Okay.
It is peanut butter on one side and white bread.
Mm-hmm.
Jelly on the other, strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put red onion and potato. No, you have to try it. You have to try it.
Red onion.
Did you say red onion and potato chips?
Yeah, only red onion, though.
That sounds like something you get at a deli. That sounds like a deli treat.
It is really good. I've done this since I was a kid.
And do you hail from Buffalo, New York? Are you one of us?
I grew up in Gasport, but live in Middleport now.
Oh, okay. It's the port situation. So the boats would come in, Nick. This is the thing. And they'd have onions on board. They'd be hungry. No, this is, she's a lady of the ocean or a lady of the lake, I should say.
A lady of the lake.
So the boats would come in
of the canal, Jan. Those are the ports.
She's the lady of the canal.
She's the canal girl.
And so way back, you know, this has been passed down. It's a family tradition of generations to put... Who started
No. And by the way, yesterday was my birthday, and I really don't like people, you know, doing April Fools on my birthday.
Happy birthday, friend. Happy birthday. And here's to your peanut butter, jelly, red onion, potato chip sandwich.
You can't end on that.
You're right. I'm not going to like it. Not going to. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Do you put red onion on your peanut butter and jelly?
Oh, my God. What?
Exactly.
Not.
Remember, Jan, this is a safe place.
It's a safe place. You're right. All right. What's your name?
Alexa.
Alexa. How do you peanut butter and jelly?
So I don't peanut butter and jelly very often, but I run my own business, and sometimes you just need a little bit of a pick-me-up. So I'll go in the back. I'll take a plastic spoon, tilt it sideways, get half of the peanut butter on, like, half the spoon, and then half of jelly on the other, and it's
Wait a minute.
Peanut butter and jelly popsicle.
Are you doing a bread-free peanut butter jelly sandwich, no sandwich?
Kind of. You just need, like, a little, like, sweet treat sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't alarms go off when you're compromising the spoon because there's either the peanut butter and the jelly already on it, and then alarms sound?
That's just you, friend.
Mm.
It's all in how you tilt the spoon. Mm-hmm. You got to get it so it's like a perfect side scoop.
But if jelly or peanut butter gets in the other jar, do you double dip, Alexa?
I'll double dip, but with a second utensil.
Okay, second utensil. Mm. So she's not compromising the jar. With a double dip. All right.
What do you think? There's jar inspectors coming along, Jan?
Yeah, there are.
Who cares?
Nick. I'm the jar inspector. Oh. Alexa, you can continue listening to the show. You can be one of us. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Chris.
What's your name?
My name's Chris.
All right, Chris. How do you peanut butter and jelly?
I'm kind of fancy. I like cashew butter and apricot jelly on white bread.
No, Chris, I can't let you listen anymore.
Hello,
goodbye.
Again, I kissed 98.
No, sorry, Chris. I'm sorry, Chris.
Take him right to the VIP.
Wow. Fancy.
Safe spot.
I do like it, though.
You're right. I hung up on him. I didn't mean to. It was a reflex.
Just pushed him off deck.
Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
No, Chris, you can call back. My bad. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Krisha.
All right, Krisha. Safe place. How do you peanut butter and jelly?
I do peanut butter on the left, grape jelly on the right, and I'm very fussy. It has to be on, like, the Italiano Italian bread, but it has to be seeded and it has to be toasted.
Okay. Ooh. What? Wait, first, the seeds?
It has to be toasted.
Okay. You're toasting. Then you put the... there's seeds on it, though. That doesn't go with my peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, it does. It's the best. It's the only way to eat it.
Okay. All right. Safe place. We allow. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Carly.
Carly, how do you peanut butter and jelly?
Well, do you guys know what goobers are?
Yeah, like I know. Chocolate things?
No, goobers is the can with, it's got grape jelly and...
It's swirled in, so it's Is it the peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
It's all swirled in. It's like pre-done. Tell me about it.
I was going to hang up on you, but I'm not going to do it. Go ahead.
Okay.
So I like the strawberry and the grape one, and I take scoops of both, and I put them on my bread, and then I toast it.
Wait,
I thought that stuff went away.
It?
I thought that went away with Granimals. I didn't know they still made that stuff.
No way. It is in Tops, and I get it every other week.
All right.
So do you toast it in, like, it must be a toaster oven?
Yeah, like flat, and then you toast it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, flip? Do you do a flip?
Absolutely. Both sides need to be crunchy.
You see, I knew there had to be a flip. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Emma.
Emma, how do you peanut butter and jelly?
Creamy peanut butter on one side and then strawberry jelly on the other. But then it has to be cut in triangles because it just makes it taste so much better.
Yeah. You're like
crust or no crust? Are you crusting?
Yes, crust.
Okay. All right. You know what? You and I are on the same team. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, Don the Barber. How are you?
Don the Barber. I could give you the last word if we agree with it. So how do you peanut butter and jelly?
Well, I like crunchy peanut butter. So crunchy peanut butter, strawberry jelly, and fluff.
Oh, come on.
That is a combination
safe
from heaven.
Place, oh, well, safe place, Wheeze. Safe place. I kind of love.
Where, Don, where are you putting the fluff? Like, cause I feel like it, now we just got a big sticky mess.
No, that's okay. Yeah, so you're doing peanut butter first. Then you're doing your a light layer of fluff, a light layer of Jell-O. Bam. Jelly. Or, I'm sorry, jelly.
Jelly. Yeah. But what do you have? How many knives are you using?
What was that? You broke up.
How many knives?
Oh, just one knife. Yeah, you do a wipe on the fluff, do a little hot water, about 2 seconds of hot water, clears it right off, then right to the jelly.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Who do you feed this to?
Myself, because my kid won't eat it.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
It's all right.
I mean,
Don,
I like
what is the most popular cut right now?
Most popular cut is probably a mid-bald fade and then messy on top.
I love that look.
Yep, yep.
It's kind of a Patrick Mahomes look.
Oh, for sure. It just depends on the hair texture, whether it's straight or curly. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Don.
I know that.
I don't know if I'd have your sandwich, but I appreciate the call. Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, it's Mike.
Mike, how do you peanut butter and jelly?
All right, so usually just any kind of peanut butter is fine, regular white bread. And then I usually have like that jelly that's like impossible to spread. And then I end up digging a hole in the bread, getting mad, and ordering a pizza.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Latoya.
Latoya, how do you peanut butter and jelly?
Grilled.
Really? Real. All right. How do you do it?
Basically how you do a grilled cheese sandwich. You just make a peanut butter sandwich and then you brown it in a skillet with butter.
Yeah. You realize, Latoya, there's a lot of people right now that want to marry you.
Well, it's not even my idea. I got it from a guy that I used to work with.
Oh, I wish you would have said I got it from my mama. That would have been perfect. Wouldn't that be perfect? So how long do you grill it till the bread's brown or just a little bit?
Yeah, so it gets this like a little golden brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me, Latoya. Thank you for calling. And that concludes our conversation for now. We can do it again on how you peanut butter and jelly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.